Welcome to the Reaching While Teaching podcast. It's your host, Shanina Lacia Young, and I'm just here reaching people while teaching them how to live their best life. Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. If you are a returning listener, then I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in and rocking with us. So today's episode, oh my gosh, y'all, I just want to share the power that your story has, the importance of sharing your story, and just give you some encouragement. So I'm not going to be too long on this episode, but I really want you to just really listen, take a second, and just silence all the noise and listen to these words that I am saying to you, because I know you are going to be encouraged by it. Okay, so let's just hop into it. All right, so when it comes to sharing your story, I just want to say that if you are listening, you have your own unique story. You have specific things that you've gone through in your life. No one can tell you that, oh, that's not important, or, man, your story is not that deep. Listen, do not let anyone try to minimize what you've gone through. Do not let anyone try to discourage you from using your voice for helping others. Because let me tell you one thing about your story. Your story can impact so many lives. Your story can open doors for you, right? When you're really willing to share and you're willing to, you know, really get down to the nitty gritty of things. And what I want to say is sometimes we have things that we've gone through, right? And we have a story inside of us, and we know that we want to share it, whether it's through, because y'all know I'm an author coach. So whether it's through a book, whether it's through a podcast, whether it's through a YouTube video, whether it's through journaling, whether it's through going on stage, speaking, doing spoken word, however you decide to, you know, basically share your story with the world, it's up to you. But guess what? I want to encourage you to share the parts that you want to share, right? So if there's some things you're still, you know, deciphering through, maybe there's some trauma there and you're still trying to understand, then I want to encourage you to take your time. But I'm doing this episode to encourage you that, you know, don't discount yourself, and don't try to look at your story and compare it with others, right? Because Your story is so unique. Your story matters. And I say this all the time, and you might have heard it before, but I'm reminding you today. And I want you to pause as you're listening to this podcast, pause and say to yourself, my story matters. I don't care if you just have, you learned, you went through a process and you learned a specific process on how to do something. Maybe others are saying that, oh, this is how you should grow in a company. Or maybe people are saying, oh, this is how you should do this when dealing with this specific illness, right? And you've learned from your journey what works for you, and you want to help others and give them another perspective. That's your story. It does not have to be, oh, I went through abuse, I went through this. If that's a part of your story that, and you feel like this is time for you to share it, then that's awesome. But do not minimize the things that you've gone through. Do not minimize your expertise. Do not minimize you because you're trying to compare it to like what someone else has gone through, right? So that's the biggest point I want you to take. And I want you to say it again. Go ahead and say it again. Yes, because I need you to be confident. My story matters, right? Your story matters because it's going to impact so many lives. It's already impacting lives, right? And when you take it upon yourself to let others in and to tell them some of the things that you've gone through, guess what? They feel empowered too. You're going to empower a lot of people, right? You're probably already doing this, but do not stop. So maybe you started out on a path where, you know, you wrote that book, you told some of your story, but then you put it down. You got copies in your closet. You're not doing anything with it. This is the confirmation you need. Pick it back up. Keep sharing your story. Keep sharing your story. If God gave you a vision to do something, right? If God gave you a vision to share what you've gone through, to share your story, to share your expertise, right? Then do it all the way. Do it all the way and keep
keep sharing, y'all. Don't just stop because you're like, oh, it didn't turn out as I like. Nah, get with whoever you ever have to get to. Maybe get a mentor, maybe get a coach, whatever you need, and pick up the pieces like that. I don't know if you guys watch the show Martin, but pick up the pieces and keep going. Do not stop, right? So I've been reading Sarah Jake's book, Woman Evolve, and it's just so powerful because she talks a lot about, like, sometimes we try to minimize some of the things that we go through, you know, self-esteem, anxiety, whatever it is, not knowing that it can help the next person. It can help the next woman. It can help the next man that's dealing with it when we just literally say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and share my story, right? And when we're not over these things, right, guess what? It's a threat to who we are called to be on this earth, right? So when we don't become better, as she says, then the world cannot become better either. So I want to encourage you to take that time to get better. And once you feel like you're in that right headspace, you're in that right, like, environment, like, this is your time, you feel like you got the go, you got the green light from God, right? And I say this, and I'm being very careful with it, because sometimes, y'all, I know, especially believers, we can sit here and be like, oh, I'm waiting for God to tell me to move. I'm waiting. No. Okay. Sometimes God done told you to move 2 years ago, but you just keep making excuses, or you're letting fear keeping you stuck. Right. So that's always a little iffy right there to me. But if there's something that God keeps, like, if it's a calling, right, it's going to keep calling, baby. You can't shut that thing down. If God told you, yeah, that you need to write this book because you need to inspire young girls to do whatever it is, and it keeps pressing on you, that's God. If God is calling you to do something, guess what? It's going to keep calling you. It ain't going to stop. So when are you going to say, okay, let me go ahead and share my story, right? Let me go ahead and start that podcast. Let me go ahead and create this business, right? So that I could be speaking, so that I could share my story, so I can do these different things and make that impact and, you know, not rob the people that my gift, that my story is intended to serve and to help, y'all, okay? So I just want to say, if you're listening right now, I see so many precious jewels buried deep inside of you. I see a story that's waiting to rise up. So just close your eyes and imagine, like, a well, right? Imagine a well where, you know, like, you got to keep digging. You got to keep digging. And once you get to that point, like, you hit a bump and, like, kind of like, you know, you dig it for jewels, like, you keep digging. Once you get to that part where the well is, right, and the water just bursts out, right, that's what I see for you when it comes to sharing your story. It might be a process where you have to keep digging. You have to keep writing. You got to keep moving, right? But once you hit that point, it's going to be like just a beautiful well of water. And it's going to not just impact those near you, right? So imagine the well splashing your face is right by you. But guess what? As if you don't stop that well, right? It's just going to keep running. It's going to get into the town. It's going to keep traveling. It's going to get to the neighborhood far, near and far, right? So that's how I envision when you get to that point where you are sharing your story and that well just bursts up, like, you just realize, yes, the power that your story has, it's not just going to touch those in the vicinity, it's going to touch those who are down the street, those who are in another state, those who are in another country. Your story is going to have a triple effect, and it's going to continue to reach so many people that wouldn't have been able to be reached if you would have kept your mouth quiet, if you would have continued to operate in fear, if you would have continued to operate in excuses or operate in lack and not trust that the God that give you the vision will give you the resources, will give you the guidance, will give you the people, will give you the mentorship, will give you what you need to get to that next level to be able to share your story, right? So I told y'all I'm not going to be on here long. I just wanted to encourage you with this because I hear this time and time again. I have this vision. I want to do this. I have a story. I want to get it out. This is your time. This is your reminder. Get that story out. Use your voice. And just go ahead and share your story. Start small. I don't care if you got to start recording little 1 minute videos and, you know, just sharing little pieces, getting the people, you know, interested in what you have to say. That's something. That's a start, right? But get started. Understand the power that your story has, the power that you hold, right? I'm just so proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode, right? I pray that it encouraged you. I pray that it inspired you, right? I just want to thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for a brief message from one of our sponsors.
If I eat pears, my skin gets itchy. Pears should help us celebrate every part of us that makes us different and unique. I love the new book, Chanel's World, because I learned that it's okay to have food allergies and still enjoy many other foods, and most importantly, it's okay to be different. Chanel Young wrote her first book at 3 years old with the help of her mom, and you can get your copy on happybirthdaychanel.com or on Amazon.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to the Reaching While Teaching podcast. If you are not already following me, feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Shaneen Alessia, S-H-A-N-I-N-E-A-L-E-S-S-I-A. We're so excited for you to just hear what we have for our next episode. Feel free to hit that follow button if you're not following us. We're looking forward to connecting with you. And we thank you so much for being a part of the Reaching While Teaching family.